Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time winds blow cold this season.
It's sort of cold.
Need to know how to dress.
This guy tells me.
The only station I listen to.
Winter's so cold.
When the wind blows cold, you need to know.
We get some winter here.
97.3, The Sky.
Almost Friday. That's the deal. That's where we're at. Happy Thursday, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Where the answer is always, yes, Pam Bondi comes out swinging, kicking those Democrats' nasty butts all over the place in this Senate confirmation hearing. Man, she was tough and strong. Go Gator Girl.
Oh, yeah.
That's our Pam. That's our Pammy Joe, as we used to call her back in the day. When I was hanging out with the, you know, sorority girls at the Tri-Delt house, you know. How's it going, Pammy Joe? What's up, babe?
Bob. Huh? Bob, wake up. You're having a dream again.
No, she's 59. We're close to the same age. We could have went to school together.
It's the hanging out part I was talking about.
Okay.
It was a great theory, though.
Don't hang out with that boy from the other side of the tracks.
He wants to be in radio.
No future there.
He'll go nowhere.
They showed me. Yeah, anyway, here we are, Thursday, baby. Top story, ceasefire.
Yes.
At least that was going to be the top story. Ceasefire. Hold it. Not so fast would be the sub headline. Yeah, this thing, that's all everybody was talking about yesterday, but it's today, already like into the day, in the Middle East. You know how the clock works. Yep. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Hamas of backing out of a ceasefire deal to release hostages and bring a pause to more than a year of fighting. His office came out and said that his cabinet won't meet to approve the ceasefire deal until Hamas backs down from what it called a last-minute crisis. Netanyahu's office accused Hamas, without elaborating, of trying to go back on part of the agreement in an attempt to extort last-minute concessions. The Israeli cabinet was set to ratify the deal. I mean, things are happening as we speak. Or not happening if they continue to put the brakes on. So we're in a gray area right now. We're in a no-man zone. And we're not sure what is going to happen moving forward. So it was a little bit premature, wasn't it? Biden and his farewell address and some of the things he said in there, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
The whole speech was ridiculous.
There's that.
Yeah. He warned us about American oligarchy.
Really?
Oh, you mean like the really rich that were supporting him, like Zuckerberg, who spent over $400 million. It was get out the vote, but it was only spent in heavily Democrat-registered precincts. But anyway, they're on my side, they're good people, successful business people. They're on the other side, it's part of an oligarchy. Yeah. Mm. President Biden declared it during his farewell address that an oligarchy of the ultra-wealthy and powerful is forming that threatens our entire democracy.
Oh, they love that word, don't they?
I mean, one of the things Zuckerberg says was, you know, they weren't going to do the fact-checking, and they were going to be more open to different opinions. It would seem like he's making a change for the better. But whoever writes the speeches for Biden, one of the deep staters, apparently doesn't agree with that. But we have a lot to talk about this morning. One of the big stories is Pam Bondi facing Senate confirmation yesterday. She sparred. She's sparred. Here's cut number one talking about the DOJ.
They went after him. Actually, starting back in 2016, they targeted his campaign. They have launched countless investigations against him. That will not be the case if I am Attorney General. I will not politicize that office.
That was one of my biggest thoughts when she was going to be talking. Will she be able to make a point that the current DOJ has been used for all the things they're accusing Trump of going to do?
Because of the decorum of the room, it would compel her to answer questions. She got about as aggressive as you could get, because if she got any more aggressive, her answers would simply be, so you're asking me to not do what the idiot AG that's in there now, Garland, has been doing for the last 4 years. Is that what you, because I can tell you, I'm not going to do what he did. I'm not going to weaponize the DOJ.
I thought she handled it well. She made her point.
To stay within the confines of kind of what you have to, absolutely nailed it. And then the question came up about the border.
There are criminals throughout our country, and it is my commitment to you on both sides of the aisle that I will do everything in my power with the agencies that fall under me, if I am confirmed, to make America safe again.
Well, nailed it.
Oh, yeah.
Nailed it. Make America safe again. That's what we want a DOJ to focus on, making America safe. Mm-hmm. But, you know, less crime. Speaking of crime, it's a crime that Adam Schiff became a senator, but out of our control. But, man, they were going at it.
I'm not here to do your homework and study for you. Senator, no one
Based
has
on
asked
you
me
know.
To investigate Liz Cheney. That is a hypothetical.
The president has called for it publicly. You are aware of that, aren't you?
No one has asked me to investigate.
But the president
Liz.
Has
We're
called,
also worried about Liz Cheney,
the
Senator.
President has
you know
called
what we should
this?
Be worried about?
Ms. Bondi,
the
please
crime rate
answer
in
my
California
questions.
Right now
you
is
are aware,
through the roof.
Ms. Bondi,
your
my,
robberies
Ms. Bondi,
are 87%
question,
higher than the national
my question
average.
Is this.
That's what I
my
want question to be focused
is this.
On, Senator.
Do you have the
if
power to say no to the president?
General. Senator, what I can tell you is I will never play politics. You're trying to engage me in a gotcha. I
no,
won't
just
do
asking
it.
A simple
I
question.
Won't play
if you
politics
can speak truth
with any ongoing
to power. So let me ask you another.
Like you did leaking
let me,
your colleague
you,
Devin Nunes' memo. If,
yeah. Yeah, leaking a Nunes memo. The other thing I would have said to him is say, well, actually, Shifty Schiff, I was still looking for that total proof that you had that Trump was a bad guy. Just, you had all this evidence. Yeah, that's the first thing I want to look at.
I like that she said your crime in California.
Oh, yeah.
She put it in his lap.
She says up 86%.
Yeah.
He didn't want to talk about that.
No.
Yeah. What a slimy, shifty shift. Anyway, she did a fantastic job. We're proud of her, and she's going to make a great attorney general. Big launch. Successful. Stealing gas in Ocala and a whole lot more coming your way. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with great Greg Cassidy. The great Greg Cassidy.
Why, thank you, Bob.
The great team.
Thank you, Bob.
That he is.
Yes.
97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday.
Sean Hannity.
More freedom, restoring constitutional order.
3 weekdays.
If we're looking at a weaponized FBI, then what we have to do is restore these things to their former greatness.
On News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday, 6:19. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Reminder, Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. And man, oh man, over a period of 4 hours, it's not like, you know, it's rehash. There's a lot of new information coming at you. We always have some great guests, so make sure you check that out when you get a chance. If you're not busy smoking the wacky tobacco.
What? I thought we weren't supposed to be doing that.
Well, it depends. If it's for medical purposes,
oh, okay.
Of course, that's already been legalized here.
Uh-huh.
But there's a recent story just came out. And just 2 months after the initiative failed on the ballot, you know, right, to be part of the state constitution, it might be coming around again. But it's revamped. This was filed Tuesday, State Division of Elections, by the Smart and Safe Florida Committee. It would go on the 2026 ballot, seeks to address a number of issues raised by the governor, who led a drive to defeat last year's proposed constitutional amendment. A majority of voters backed what appeared on the November 5th ballot, but remember, you have to reach the 60% approval required for passage, and it fell just short of that. And DeSantis' chief of staff chaired two political committees that campaigned against the pot measure and a separate ballot initiative that would have enshrined abortion rights in the state constitution. This revamped recreational marijuana measure, like its predecessor, would allow adults ages 21 and older to purchase and possess marijuana. But it differs from the 24 proposal in some ways. It appears that the sponsors of the amendment have attempted to address in this new language concerns raised by those who opposed the previous one. That, according to Jim McKee, an attorney who represents medical marijuana companies.
Interesting.
Here's an example. DeSantis repeatedly argued that the initiative, that he was against, would have prohibited the legislature from regulating where marijuana could be used. Now, that was disputed by proponents, but the new version says that smoking and vaping of marijuana in any public place is prohibited. Because there were a lot of citizens that said, yeah, I don't care what people do in the privacy of their own home.
Right.
Just don't drive. And by the way, I don't really need that skunk smell in my face.
Exactly.
So this would overcome that, I believe, right? The proposal would also prohibit marketing and packaging of marijuana in a manner to attract children. That's
smart.
Yeah, that's good, and that should be in there. An attorney who specializes in cannabis law, Paul Savchenko, he said, I think this is good news. He said, I think it's really smart that they did address the issues, and hopefully I'll have to look through more of this and see, because one of the reasons why I was against it, and there's several, but the one was this wasn't really freedom for Floridians because one or two big billionaire-type businesses were going to run the whole show, so to speak. If you really want freedom in Florida, you should be able to grow your own. And what would that require? You don't have to put in a constitutional amendment. You just say, we're decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana, you know, whatever's consumable, and you could set a limit on, you could, let's say you have, five plants at home or whatever it is.
No distribution, that sort of thing.
But,
it is interesting. We always get phone calls from people in the medical industry, regular listeners, not like guests or that kind of thing, who go, man, Greg, I have done the research on this. The things it does to your brain and to your body is not good. We always hear that from people, like nurses, several nurses that will call. And so I still think that's something to be considered. What's it really doing to you that you are not aware of?
Red dye number 3 is not very good for you. They finally they're going to ban that.
Yes.
Sugar is not good for you, but Big Sugar has a lobbying force. So they keep a lot of sugar in foods.
Yeah.
And certain fats are not good for you. These seed oils, all the things we're hearing. And yes, marijuana is definitely, I think, in my opinion, my opinions change on it. It is definitely more dangerous.
Mm-hmm. The question there is then, do you add one? You gave a great list there of some that should be taken off, maybe. But on the other side of that coin, is there a good reason to add one to the list?
Well, Sonny boy, let me tell you a story.
Tell us, Pops.
Well, this goes back to 1919.
Yeah.
And in fact, it was on this day, Sonny boy, that we said that devil's brew, that alcohol, is not going to be consumed here in America.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah, right. That was, we made it a constitutional amendment. It was, 18?
18,
constitutional. Amendment 18. They literally were partying and drinking all night. And then at midnight that night, when it went into effect.
Right.
Theoretically, they were like, if they were felt compelled to follow the law.
But then there were underground clubs
no
in
way.
Major cities.
What?
There was
bootleggers. What?
Yeah, no.
Al Capone. Who?
I mean, where do we think NASCAR came from? Come on.
Running that hooch, baby.
Yep.
Running that moonshine. So the reason I brought that up is prohibition of alcohol was, I would say, not a successful endeavor.
True.
And I think it was brought about by people who really were concerned about America, Americans, mm-hmm. our health, worried about what alcohol did damage to your body, but they were also worried about behavior, you know?
Well, how many people
they called
lose
it
their
the
lives?
Devil sauce for a well, reason.
Sure. How many people lose their lives in America every year because of alcohol?
So, do we need another, you know, legally accepted form of inebriation?
I don't think so.
And again, you know, do you go with the, hey, you know, you're 21, you're free, you're in America, mm-hmm. and if you decide to ingest stupid things, that's on you. I mean, we've got this thing, what's it called? A chroming. Have you heard of that? You know what chroming is? It is where people take, like, household solvents
yeah.
and sniff them, inhale mm-hmm. them in concentrated form. I mean, I've got a story that relates to that. Tommy the Huffer in Philadelphia. You know, my cousins grew up in a little bit, you know, rougher parts than I did. In mm-hmm. the, you know, little suburbia boy, you know, comes down from Michigan. And, yeah, they showed you what the big city was really all about. And I remember Tommy the Huffer. Who's that? Tommy the Huffer. Well, what's wrong with him? Did we just tell you his name? Mm-hmm. Tommy the Huffer.
Huffer, yes.
He huffs glue. That's what they called it. Huffing glue. Mm-hmm. Like airplane glue.
Yep.
And I said, he's messed up. I go, so he's like high on it right now? They go, we don't know when he's high and when he's not. That's how he acts now since he's been doing it for a while.
Wow.
And that and that came from my cousins who were not naive and not, mm-hmm. you right. know, they were prudes.
But even to them,
they
that
got
was
into,
like,
they get their own set of
yeah, right.
trouble, you know, not yeah. big trouble. Well, some of them. But anyway, yeah, Tommy the Huffer, it's like, you want to kill some brain cells. So my point here is if people are dead set on ingesting something that's maybe not good for them at all.
Right.
It's hard to stop.
But can we then, if we're going to do that, and I think we still need to do this with alcohol, we need to quit letting them off the hook when they end up affecting other people and other people's families.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, I mean,
that's part of the problem.
That's where your rights end
yep.
once they infringe on someone else's.
Uh-huh.
Unless you're a tranny, that's different.
Well, like a six-speed.
Well, according to the people that
oh.
like guys in women's sports.
Mm.
It is 6:29. Rocket! A rocket launch. I mean, a good positive one, not as a weapon. Right here in the Sunshine State just hours ago. Details on that coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Inauguration Day.
He made history.
Trump.
On day one, I will terminate every single open border policy.
A historic new America.
Drill, baby, drill.
Happens on the sky.
And we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
A new way.
Great country with low taxes and strong military.
This.
We have a window of opportunity.
Is.
And we've got to be ready to govern.
It.
And we've got to be ready to lead.
News Talk 97.3.
We're going to turn this country around so fast.
The sky.
The sky.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
New president.
We have to get back to a great country.
And new news.
When it's new.
I hear it on the sky first.
This year, open up your shiny brand news day.
We made history for a reason.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
People are cray-cray, I
they
tell you.
They are just out of this world.
Whoa. We're here to provide some sanity. The voice of reason, I say. It is The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday. You know, the top story was ceasefire, Middle East. We're going to get the hostages out. Well, hold on. Not so fast. Kind of a little glitch in there. I'm sorry. I don't know. Glitch might be maybe not a great term. I don't know what else to say. That it's kind of on hold, it would appear. This came out not too long ago from Netanyahu's office. He said, no. Hang on, we haven't approved this yet, and they felt like Hamas was still, you know, playing a game. So, and the Netanyahu folks are accusing Hamas of trying to back out of the ceasefire deal, like trying to add some their terminology was, quote, to extort last-minute concessions. So I guess they're just waiting on the Israeli cabinet to ratify the deal, but of course they are going to base it on, they've got to get intel on the ground and see what's really happening, and you got to read the fine print, and so that could be, well, it's not going to be a quick, well, it's not quick anyway.
It's
going
fix,
on way
though,
too
yeah.
long, but
yep,
it,
you're right.
It's not going to be a smooth process either, apparently, and it's going to get bogged down, unfortunately, but I think that the bad guys get it from the standpoint of when Trump says all hell's going to break loose if you don't release the hostages, I feel pretty strongly they know that they can take him at his word. And and I prognosticated on this a few weeks ago on the show. It was after he had already said it, but in the interim I said, look, he's going to take that oath of office, and things are going to happen very, very quickly.
Yep.
And it's not going to be the kind of attack that one would maybe logically think. It's going to be different and strong, compelling, and powerful. And we'll see if I'm correct. I have pretty good instincts in these areas, but we'll see. Attorney General nominee and former Attorney General for here in the Sunshine State, Pam Bondi, did a very, very good job under heavy fire from Democrats on the Senate confirmation hearing, sitting in that particular room. They were pretty nasty. And, well, I'll give you an idea. It has more to do with, you know, her responses were great. The questions they tried to set her up on. Let's go straight to the shifty shift.
I'm not here to do your homework and study for you. Senator, no one
Based
has
on
asked
you
me
know.
To investigate Liz Cheney. That is a hypothetical.
President has called for it publicly. You are aware of that, aren't you?
No one has asked me to investigate.
But the president
Liz,
has
we're
called,
also
the
worried
president,
about Liz Cheney,
the
Senator.
President has
you know
called
what we should
this,
be worried about?
Ms. Bondi, please answer my question.
The crime rate in California
questions.
Right now
you
is through the roof.
Ms. Bondi,
your
my,
robberies
Ms. Bondi,
are 87%
question,
higher than the national average.
My question
average.
Is this.
That's what I
my
want to be focused on, Senator.
Do you have the power to say no to the president?
General. Senator, what I can tell you is I will never play politics. You're trying to engage me in a gotcha. I
no,
won't
I'll just
do
ask
it.
You a simple
I
question.
Won't play
if you
politics
can speak truth
with any ongoing
to power.
Investigation,
so let me ask you another.
Like you did leaking
me,
your colleague
you
Devin Nunes' memo. If,
bam. I love that. You're going to speak truth to power.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to 1960s. What are you, a Black Panther now? That guy's shifty shift. He's such a load of fertilizer, isn't he?
He's a mess.
I mean, he really is. Yes. The people who elected him, you've got to be god-awful ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's going to end weaponization that has been taking place in the DOJ. You know, it would have been simpler if they would have just said, hey, are you going to be a good attorney general, or are you going to be like Merrick Garland? But they can't admit that they're all in on that and part of that and wanted that weaponization and wanted Trump to go down no matter what the cost. The end justifies the means.
They went after him, actually starting back in 2016. Mm-hmm. They targeted his campaign. They have launched countless investigations against him. That will not be the case if I am Attorney General. I will not politicize that office.
Yep.
Are you going to be mean to nice people that are just trying to cross the border? Yeah.
There are criminals throughout our country,
what?
And it is my commitment to you on both sides of the aisle that I will do everything in my power with the agencies that fall under me, if I am confirmed, to make America safe again.
She'll be confirmed. She did a great job. Yeah. She's smart. She's perfect for the position. So way to go, Pam Bondi. Go Gator. She's a former Gator. Mm-hmm. It is 6:45 after numerous delays and a last-minute scrub on Monday. Blue Origin, you know, Jeff Bezos' organization, finally launched the flight, the new Glenn rocket. This thing is huge, like 320 feet tall. And it launched
That's big.
This morning at approximately 2 a.m. And it appears that It was a success.
Nice.
All right. Way to go. It was codenamed. The whole mission was codenamed Oligarch.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In honor of Joe Biden calling anybody rich who is nice to Trump now an oligarch.
My goodness.
It is 6:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. You can find the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcast and never miss a minute of the show. And you just download it and you just click subscribe and follow the prompts. Easy peasy, my friends. All right. Biden's farewell speech and more on the way. 97.3 The Sky.
People say this election is about the middle class and working people.
Six weeknights.
But no, it wasn't. This election was about we the people, individual rights that you've stolen. Regardless of class.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday. Come on, Friday. Come on, weekend. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Probably one of your big stories out of Florida here. Would be this launch I mentioned briefly right before the break. And this was a launch they were trying to do actually on Monday. And I remember sharing information with you that, yeah, it was a no-go and that they had some internal issues. Some of it had to do with, actually had to do with ICE. Yeah. But they got an open launch window this morning around 1 a.m. And this big old pup took off just about 2 a.m. And this is the new Glenn launch is what it's called. It's a Blue Origins, Jeff Bezos, folks. And it's expected to make its first trip. Well, it did. It did take Monday. It was delayed. ICE forming in a purge line on the auxiliary power unit. You know, it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing, though, it looks like it went off very, very well. And this thing is massive. 320 feet.
For reference,
320 feet.
So coming from St. Louis, the reference point, the Gateway Arch is 620 feet tall. So that is over half as tall as the Gateway Arch, which is huge.
What a great kind of space. To compare spaces. I like that. Anyway, this carried an experimental platform designed to host satellites or release them into their proper orbits. All seven main engines fired at liftoff. The rocket blazed through the pre-dawn sky, drawing cheers from spectators lining the nearby beaches. Company employees erupted in shouts and frenzied applause. Once again, the craft successfully orbit 13 minutes later. And even Elon Musk said, hey, way to go. I love it.
Nice.
Bezos was actually taking part in the launch from Mission Control, declined to disclose his personal investment in the program. And he said he doesn't see Blue Origin in a competition with Elon Musk SpaceX, and because, well, they're dominating for one thing. Mm-hmm. But, hey, competition, creative energies, pushing the boundaries. There might be a lot more applications for these kinds of things, and I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
They didn't unleash a satellite like it typically would be utilized for because it was just a test, and they don't want to just dump something because it ends up being space junk, literally.
Yeah, you really just put it like you don't want to blow up somebody's multi-bazillion-dollar satellite on the first try. There's that part. So, yeah, a test is a good idea.
The first stage booster missed its landing on a barge in the Atlantic minutes after liftoff, so that it, well, we'll see if it could be recycled. Anyway, they were more really worried about the test satellite reaching orbit and all that, and they just considered a success and a fantastic day.
Awesome.
Founded 25 years ago by Bezos, Blue Origin has been launching paying passengers to the edge of space since 2021, including himself, Bezos went. And the short hops from Texas use smaller rockets named after the first American in space, Alan Shepard. New Glenn, which honors John Glenn.
I was wondering about that.
It's five times taller. Yeah, that's where
I like that.
That's where it comes from.
Cool. That's yep. very cool.
So, anyway, congratulations. Love it. Look, it's the Space Coast. It's part of Florida. It's part of our tourism and a strong industry, and it looks like it's going to be a growth industry. So on all those calls, I think that's fantastic. That's cool. An illegal migrant from the Dominican Republic was caught hiding guns and illegal drugs in a state-sponsored migrant shelter just outside Boston.
Mm.
Now, you think this is the first or only story of its kind? Well, did I mention that hiding guns and drugs is one thing, but did I tell you that the drugs are worth about $1 million? That's a lot of drugs.
Wait a minute. You got to put all these pieces together.
Yeah.
An illegal migrant.
Yes.
Staying in a shelter?
A shelter. A state-sponsored shelter.
Has $1 million worth of stuff like that stashed.
Illegal drugs. He was stashing at the shelter.
That's crazy.
Drugs need shelter, too.
Well,
put that on a t-shirt.
And thought about it that way.
Leonardo wow. Andujar Sanchez, 28-year-old illegal from the Dominican, was arrested. A city that borders Boston's North End, Revere, is the name of the town. I wonder what that's named after. Not an astronaut.
No.
Could it be? Oh, it was a musical group. Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yes.
No, it. Paul Revere.
No.
Now, my American history teacher, Mr. Marzak, are you happy now?
Yeah, see, I remembered somebody.
I remembered one thing. A tip was given to local law enforcement and said he's in possession of an illegally held AR-15 and a large amount of fentanyl.
Wow.
Fentanyl. So you get $1 million worth of fentanyl. How many people can that kill? Let me do the math.
Well,
a lot.
Hold on, though. But according to the left, not near as many as that AR-15. Just saying. If you're looking at their
consider
priorities.
Your sources.
Yeah.
The migrant was outed by his own girlfriend.
Wow.
Who called the Revere Police Department. They said, one ring for guns, two rings for drugs. Get it? You get it, Greg?
I got it. Unfortunately,
I could do this all morning. In fact, I have for 23 years.
Thank you
very much.
You've been warned.
Sanchez was charged in district court, 10 counts of illegal possession of a firearm, one count of 10 pounds of fentanyl. 10 pounds.
That's unreal.
What is it like?
Oh, man.
2 milligrams could cause human death, I think it is. Is it? I think it is. 2 milligrams. Wow. 10 pounds.
That's huge.
Woo! That's worse than Oprah. Remember they found 40 pounds of crack? I don't know. That was a different story. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy, he's in trouble too. 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
Senate confirmation battles.
The Department of Defense under Donald Trump will achieve peace through strength.
Trending stories.
The increasing wind event is upon us.
And why they matter.
Gavin is largely incompetent.
Breaks my heart. People are suffering and struggling.
The mayor is largely incompetent.
What worked? What didn't work?
What they've done is terrible.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.